study, the South African Jews for Palestine, or SAJP, say that they will continue with their memorial of the Weinberg family park in Johannesburg today, despite strong opposition from the community and the City Parks Board. Now, tree planting ceremony in honor of the Palestinian villages of Lubya had been halted after the community of Johannesburg lodged objections. Now, the SAJFP say that they had initially received verbal confirmation from Johannesburg City Parks to host three of these tree planting events. Now, but the local councillor, Stephen Kruger, submitted a collection of objections from the residents, and Johannesburg City Parks then took the decision to disallow today's planned event from going ahead. Now, in 1948, the village of Lubya was demolished during an Arab-Israel war. Now, the activists warned, or they wanted actually to pay homage to these Palestinian victims. And the SAJFP's Marilyn Edelstein says that it is abhorrent that the sentiments of a particular group of people are not as important as others.
We were originally given verbal permission and assured on a number of occasions that nothing else was needed to have the event, but subsequently it seems that there have been complaints from the residents, and the ward councillor was notified, and it seems he has, you know, presented these objections to the park board, and so they have verbally withdrawn this permission.
Is it known what the nature of these objections has been?
We have brought out four people from Palestinian NGOs, organizations within Israel. One of them is a direct descendant of the village of Lubya. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to actually bring a symbol of Lubya and a symbol of what happened in 1948 to South Africa, because what happened cannot be hidden. It can't be concealed by a forest. It needs to be made evident and open, and people need to actually confront it.
So why was then an objection to have such an event?
They call SAJFP a private lobby organization that wishes to further its own private political agenda, which is already problematic. Human rights is not a private political agenda. So this has to do with obfuscating the situation more. If they can't conceal it with a forest, we conceal what happened with words like highly contested, controversial interpretation. There is actually no controversy about the fact that more than 500 villages were destroyed.
What does it say to you then about the way certain sections of South African society perceive the challenges faced by the Palestinian people that you're highlighting here?
There's the Zionist community, which is both, you know, involves some Christians, some Jews, some people who are neither but still believe in Zionism, and there are the other people, there's the rest of the community which, you know, supports the Palestinian cause. The Zionist community, I think there's a strong element of denial of evidence, denial of history, and an attachment to a very specific narrative. Part of this narrative involves actually denying the worth of a specific group of people and saying they're not worthy of being memorialized. It's not, their villages are not worthy of having these ceremonies. And I believe in you know, a post-apartheid society where we understand the value of all people and no group of people is worth more than any other, this is entirely abhorrent.
And that was Marilyn Edelstein from the SAJFP. That's the South African Jews for Palestine. Meanwhile, Johannesburg City Park spokesperson Jenny Mudley says that tree planting could not take place at the Weinberg Family Park without any due application processes. Now, she says that the SAJFP did not comply with these timeframes.
Some of the activities are relative to erecting a sign and planting trees and so on. And this needs to feed into City Parks' master plan. And hence, we require additional time to consider the application. We have made contact with the applicant, and we've asked if they could postpone the event to allow us the necessary time to make sure that this fits into City Parks' plans. But having said that, we appeal to users of our facilities to please ensure that their applications are received at least 21 days prior to hosting an event.
But according to the organization, and that is the South African Jews for Palestine, they say that the Parks Board has come under pressure from anti-Palestinian organizations or groups to stop the event.
Absolutely not. There was concerns raised by individual residents not affiliated to any association, and there was concern that when they had there was reports that the name of the park would be changed. They were concerned because recently a park a name adoption for the family of the Weinbergs, who were quite active during the apartheid era, during the struggle, and the park was recently renamed, and they had concerns that there was a renaming process that the organization or the applicant was going to consider. That, of course, will not be considered. Due process in that is quite lengthy.
And that was Johannesburg City Park spokesperson Jenny Mudley talking to Newsbreak's Taresh Hariprasad. Meanwhile, Newsbreak managed to get a hold of Johannesburg councillor Stephen Kruger. Now, he was the man that took this issue up. He says the community is angry that they were not consulted about the tree planting ceremony. Now, Kruger adds that he and the residents had no idea what the function was about.
Let me give you an example of one of the exact words that have been used by residents. Okay, so this is from a resident. I wish to object in the strongest terms to the proposed planting of trees and erection of an accompanying memorial in Weinberg Park, Savoy, at the behest of a private lobby organization wishing to further its own private political agenda. My objections as a permanent resident of the area surrounding Weinberg Park are threefold. Namely, the proposed project would have the effect of imposing a highly contested and controversial interpretation of historical events in a public recreational space, thereby gratuitously introducing a permanent source of division, resentment, and controversy within the community. In going about implementing this project, there's been a complete lack of consultation with either the residents in the area or with its elected representative.
But surely as a democratic government, then other opinions from other communities also need to be respected and taken into consideration instead of just taking a blanket decision to cancel a particular sentiment.
I think the important thing is that the residents of the area have always been the always need to be consulted, and they just weren't consulted.
So what this organization suggests is that there's an anti-Palestinian sentiment coming through in going about lodging these objections. Is that not the case then?
I have no idea, and most of the residents have no idea what the actual sanction was initially about.
So that said, if in-depth knowledge is not available to a community or to yourself about a function, so why then are you and the community so adamant to stop this particular function?
Because they weren't consulted.
Johannesburg Councillor Stephen Kruger there talking to Taresh Hariprasad.